My goodness, we have not talked in about a week and a half. And I must say, podcast, it does feel weird not speaking to you. It does feel weird for me now, which is a good feeling. Because I've realized sometimes we just have to develop, we need to develop our habits enough so that when we don't do it, we feel something about it. So let's say you don't like to go to the gym. I'm going somewhere with this one. It's going to be a good one. So let's say you don't go to the gym. You don't feel bad about not going to the gym. But once you have the habit of going to the gym and you don't go, you know you're not going. There's a little bit of guilt. There's a little bit, I should have, maybe, because that habit's there. Maybe not solidified completely, but it's there. And I like to say that's how I'm feeling in the podcast right now. A lot of things have been going on. I hate to use the word busy because I look at busy as you can be busy and get nothing done. But the first thing I want to say first and foremost, because it has been about 10 days, is I'm so glad to be back here talking to you. I love speaking to you. I love the response that you guys have with me through your emails and through even some of you, as you guys know, special shout out to you guys who I'm really close with, send me messages of like, Luke, I just enjoyed that episode. It really means a lot to me. You know, I've just done a lot of thinking with myself and a lot of thinking with my brand and a lot of thinking with my life. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to take it? And we're all on the same ship. You know, all the thoughts, the ideas that we have, we're all the same ship. You can't be in Thailand and also be in Chicago. You can't be in the beaches of Bali, but at the same time be in the coast of Mexico or in the Caribbean. The whole ship goes. And if you start to split and want to be somewhere else when you're, but your feet are in another place and your mind's in another place and your heart's in another place, it leads to a lot of confusion. And confusion is almost like it's the seed that I look at. Confusion is that seed that just drives everything, that just takes all our energy away. And as I've started to become more focused on myself, and one thing I hope you guys take away from this episode is you can get more focused on yourself and what it is that you truly want and how can we get all those little, your heart, mind, soul, all that combined to one and get a pinpoint energy. This is something that is so powerful. No matter how long it takes you to come up with that, once you have it, your strike will be so much more powerful. And, you know, how would you feel? How would that feel for you to be more powerful? How would it feel to have, like, clarity, a lot more clarity in your life? How would that feel? And if you felt that way, now that you have clarity, what would you be able to do now that you have that feeling? And I just want to be here, as I say, I want to be a reminder to you all that it's okay. It's okay to figure it out. It's okay to take a bunch of programs. It's okay to listen to different people. It's okay to get different perspectives. Because once you can get those things aligned, and maybe it's hearing this episode right here is the thing that finally clicks to you. It just clicks to you. And I want to be that constant reminder of that, as I've done that in my own life. And, you know, believe it or not, you've got a lot of value probably from this episode already, but this is not even what I want to talk about today. What I want to say is just something short and sweet. That's the power of your story, my friends. Do not doubt the power of your story. We often look outside of ourselves. We look outside of ourselves to try to almost justify why we do things. And we look outside of ourselves to try to find a way, how can I help people? When in reality, we've helped ourselves thousands of times. You've been through things that no one would even believe you if you shared all the details from it. No one would even listen to you, probably, because they think you were lying. Some of you guys are going through something right now that you know if you told people about it, they wouldn't even believe you. They wouldn't even believe you. But yet you're still here. You still know how to smile. You still show up. You still support other people, and people feel that part of you too. But there's power to your story. And I want to just remind you of the power of it. You don't have to share everything personal in your life. You don't have to share everything that you've experienced and every heartbreak you've had. But what if what you share could help someone else avoid what you didn't know was there? What if you knew that your story could reach just one person and save them years of pain? could save them hundreds of thousands of dollars of damages that they can never repair because of something they didn't know. And I say all this to you because it's been so deep in my heart. I'm creating something right now that's going to help solidify it for you. I'll probably let you all know in the podcast before anyone, but I want to help you all share that story. But even before I say anything about it, because it's not even finished yet, that what I'm actually working on, I just wanted to remind you today to use the story that you have. One of my clients in particular, I was working with him, and we're still working together. And the one thing we're always trying to do is trying to get them to share their story in a different way. Trying to get them to share their story in a podcast. Get them to share their story in the videos. Get them to share their story any way that we can. Get them to talk about themselves more. Because some of you guys are negating the very thing that makes you unique by not sharing your story. Instead of your story, you use other people's story, which is still okay. But more importantly, some of you guys just use just facts. Showing how smart you are. But sometimes you're forgetting that it's the stories and the things that you've overcome that's where people find the courage and see the courage within you. So I wanted today's episode to just be a reminder of that. There's a power to your story. There's a power to your story just like unlike anything you can even imagine. And once you start to tell your story, what it does is it starts to bring this confidence within you, because that confidence within you is there because, man, I did get through that. I did do that. Man, I did come back from that. I didn't think I was going to make it. I did overcome that. And as you start to stack these things on top, as you remind yourself through your own stories, as you start to stack those things on top of each other, that's where magic starts to occur in your life, because now you put out this magnetic field of energy that other people see and other people feel. Before you even say anything, they can feel it from you. You exude it. It just comes from you. But if you never share it, you never take the action. If you use this podcast as just another thing to motivate you, and then you finish listening to this, you push stop and you go back to your normal life, nothing's going to change. Because nothing changes until we change. Until we can get comfortable with ourselves, get comfortable with our story, and get comfortable sharing things that maybe we don't have to share it in a way that makes it so personal, but we can share things in a way that allows other people to learn a lesson. But that's when everything changes. And I want today's episode to just be a reminder of that. Find something in your story that can help someone else and share it. This is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.